This wasn't the same calm assistant he'd relied on for everything from faultless organization to uncanny insight. Seeing her pain made his chest feel hollow and tight. Even if she wasn't going to work for him anymore, he refused to leave her upset. "Tell me what's wrong, Em. Do you need help?"
"No."
She edged behind the door, putting it between them, and set her keys on the counter.
"I can't work for you anymore. My resignation letter says everything relevant."
"Except why?" Incredulity crossed her face.
"Why do you care?"
"No one is more efficient or can more ruthlessly prep me for a meeting. You know this business. We've been a damn good team. I don't understand." Em gripped the door between them.
"You'll find someone else who's equally qualified."
"I don't want to find someone else. You're the best." "Do you need more money?" "I'll do my damnedest to get you a raise. You deserve it."
"It's not about money."
She started to close the door, shutting him out. Alarm set in, and Brandon wedged his foot inside, blocking her. He peeked through the crack.
"Please, I need you."
The thought of her not being his right hand stabbed him with panic. Nothing would run right without her. He wouldn't run right without her sassy finger wags, sparkling laughter, and ruthless organization. But instead of coaxing, his admission seemed to crush her. Her face crumbled as more tears spilled.
"No, you don't. You never will."
Brandon reached through the door, grabbed her arm, and pulled her closer. Damn, she felt so fragile, so soft. "Why would you think that? We've worked hard to get the city to appropriate funds for the firefighters' new equipment. We won a major battle last Friday, and you were all smiles after that meeting. Without you, it's very possible their decision could have gone the other way."
"You'll manage just fine on your own. I need a change. Could you please go?"
Em shrugged away and tried to shut the door. "Bullshit." Brandon pushed it open wide and shoved inside. She was upset. No mistaking that. "I don't believe for one second that you're done helping Houston's first responders. You've worked your ass off for every victory. For 3 years, you've talked about nothing except making sure other families don't lose a loved one in the line of duty, the way you lost your father. Championing his cause is your passion. I don't believe you want to give that up." No fucking way would Brandon simply let Em go. Not until he understood why she wanted to quit something so meaningful to her. Not until he did everything he could to calm her. She sniffled angrily.
"You have no idea what I want."
Brandon still wasn't buying it, but he'd play along. "If you truly need a different job, I'll do my best to help you find another. As a boss, I'm really disappointed to lose you, but as your friend, I'm not leaving until..."
"Your friend?"
She stared at the ceiling for a painful moment. When she looked at him, fresh tears glistened. Oh, damn. She wasn't simply upset, she was upset with him. Was she quitting because of something he'd said or done? "Emmy, tell me what I did to make you cry," he murmured. "Whatever it was, I didn't do it intentionally. I assumed we were friends, but if you don't want to be..." Brandon clammed up, refusing to finish that sentence. It bugged him that she wouldn't think they were at least friends. No, the thought actually hurt. Of course, Em had worked for him, but they'd shared more than a job. At least he'd thought so. Brandon had held her hand at her mother's funeral. She'd nursed him back from that terrible flu last fall. She'd prepared a delicious Thanksgiving dinner for his half-sister Morgan and her husband Jack, keeping the conversation rolling so that there'd been no awkward moments. A big plus, since Brandon had once taken Jack's former wife, Kayla, to bed. The same woman who had abruptly visited his office last Friday afternoon. Shit. Did this have something to do with Kayla? Was Em jealous? Brandon didn't hate that idea. No denying that Em was lovely. Her sweet face and blazing head for business were attraction enough. But she also had lush tits and a gorgeous ass with a tiny waist in between. How could he not notice her? During their introduction, he'd put her in the doable category. Then the HR rep had informed him that Em was his secretary. After that, Brandon had done his best to put all sexual thoughts of her on lockdown and be strictly her boss. After all, Houstonians had elected him to do a job, not chase a skirt. The first few weeks of ignoring Emmy as a woman had been tough. Since then, they'd been so busy, and she'd been thoroughly professional. Once he'd